Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again this week for our flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am your host. As always, I'm super excited to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Today, I'm talking to Nicole Powell, who is a fellow entrepreneur and agency owner, and she's also a mom of two small kids. And what we're going to talk about is really a subject that I think is probably going to resonate with a lot of you. And that is that, you know, why do we have to really make a choice between growing a business and prioritizing ourselves? Now, Nicole has, you know, worked a lot in the branding and the marketing space, really made a big pivot in her business when she realized that she was really getting burned out, and now really is super passionate about talking about, you know, how business owners can make this, you know, more of the center of how we do our businesses, right? Because it really shouldn't be an either or. We should, you know, when we're talking about building businesses for the future, we always want to have that holistic self-care piece as part of it. And this is why you always hear me talking to people who are the very best at what they do, because I think we learn a lot from hearing other people's stories. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hi, thanks, Allison. I'm very, very excited to be here.
Fantastic. So before we get into all that, just please briefly tell my audience a little bit about you.
Sure. So I am actually born in Manila, grew up in New York, then spent some time in California, and now I'm in the Midwest. So I've been all over the place. As you mentioned, I am extraordinarily proud of my best achievement, which are my two young sons. But apart from that, I actually own a full service marketing agency and serve as a fractional CMO. My agency is called Halcon Marketing Solutions, and we are based out in here in St. Louis, Missouri.
I love it. So I'm just going to get right to it. So you obviously have been in the marketing and branding space for a long time. I have several colleagues who are in that space as well. But really, what we're going to be talking about is not so much business, but it's about what you realized about yourself and how that wasn't working in your business.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, I started my career in New York City and then Los Angeles, San Francisco. So as you can imagine, some big companies, right, with some big name clients. And ultimately, you know, I can't say this for every company, of course, but, you know, if you're like me, you're pretty ambitious and you are on to the next thing, working hard, working all sorts of hours. And sometimes that work-life balance isn't 100% there until you're completely burned out. And I really felt that I was in that space. And an effect of that was I wasn't necessarily probably yielding the best work I could because I was always on to the next, cross things off the list. So that was kind of my experience. And I feel like I'm not alone. I mean, I have a lot of folks that work for me that come from that world. And we kind of share some horror stories ourselves about what we put ourselves through all in the name of marketing.
Well, honestly, I think a lot of people listening can relate to this, because for the people out there listening who are not business owners, we do have a lot of entrepreneurs in our audience, but we also have a lot of people who just work a regular job, or maybe they don't. But at the same time, I think people can relate to the message of just, you know, trying to do all of it, like treating every day like it's a giant to-do list. And, you know, after a while, that works in the short term, because I think we do what we need to for as long as we have to. But then we get to a point where we're like, you know what? This just isn't working. And then you start to feel, to your point, burned out, uninspired, wondering if this is all there is. And I mean, I hate to use the word bored, because it really is about what you're thinking, but it's really just about not having a real desire to continue to enjoy the things that you're doing.
Right. You can't be present in the moment because of that to-do list. And most of the time, we find the most enjoyment when we're in the moment that we're in and really experiencing it. But it's always that never-ending planner that you're trying to fill as much as possible, where if you see that gap, you're like, oh, I got to fill that with something, right? I got to be productive.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, I get it. And, you know, I can totally relate to this because I've been an entrepreneur for a long, long time. And I can remember a time not too long ago in my career where I was feeling burned out. And it's not that you don't love your work or you love your life or you love what you do. You know, you don't want to seem like you're not grateful or that you don't have a good life. And that's not really the point. But the point is that you're just consistently doing all the things, and then at the end of the day, there's nothing left for you.
Absolutely. Where everything else really, at least for me, was taking over. And I seem to forget, like, if someone asked me, what are your hobbies? It was very difficult for me to even come up with an answer. And to your point, like, I love what I do. I still do. And granted, there are times, stressful times, where you have a lot on your plate, but it doesn't have to be the constant. It doesn't have to always be like that. And yeah. I think when I was starting out in my career, I thought that that was the norm.
Well, I think we sort of think that. And this, you know, just brings me to my next point in our chat. And that is that I think this is, you know, obviously part of the product of American society is that, you know, if you don't work all the time and push the envelope and burn the candle at both ends, that you're not going to be successful. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we obviously have to figure it out the hard way that, you know what, I can do all the things, but what good does it do if you're just completely like exhausted and burned out and you lose all your desire for, you know, wanting to create more? Because that's really what we're meant to do as human beings. We're not meant to just like kill ourselves.
Yeah, 1,050%. I think one of the reasons why I think I left the industry, 6 years ago before I started my business, was I started really being fearful that I wouldn't be able to start a family, you know, yeah. that I wouldn't be present for my family, that in order for me to do this thing that I love to do as my career, I would have to sacrifice, you know, the amount of time that I wanted to be present for my kids or put my career on hold. Because I had this overarching pressure that, hey, if I don't do this, someone's just going to take my job, right? Because yeah. this is a great opportunity. Like, who wouldn't want to do this?
Yeah.
And I just
I think we also struggle with this whole idea that we're either going to get behind or we're not going to get there, you know, or, you know, everything's just going to fall apart and we'll have to start over. And I really think that's a very real fear for some people.
Mm-hmm. And what I found is, you know, I started over in a totally different industry when I left marketing, and it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me because it exposed me to a different way of working. And I had to start from the bottom. I literally was entry level. I had to kind of eat some humble pie after working for X amount of years and being told what to do, and I knew nothing, right? And doing that and being exposed to a team that was just really supportive. And again, I've been part of a lot of supportive marketing teams, but I guess it's just like a different industry, right? So I was exposed to that. And then in the same vein, like they found out that I had this really extensive marketing background and career. So they said, hey, I work for like a property management kind of commercial residential company. They were like, hey, we're going to be opening up these new buildings, these new apartment complex. We want to do a grand opening. We want to make a splash. Can you help? And I said, yes, absolutely. I can totally help. And it was some of the best work I've ever done, right? I was super, super proud of it because it became fun again. It became this thing where I really felt like I was helping and I was really contributing. And I'm like, well, why can't I extend this to my full-time job? Why can't I do this all the time, but just change the way in which we work and kind of apply this environment that I'm currently in to this agency world? And that's ultimately what led to where I am today.
Yeah. So really, you know, really, I just want to point one thing out before we move on. And that is really what you just described is something that I think so many business owners are really afraid to take a look at. Really what you're talking about is, and not just business owners, but I think people in general out there listening who are just feeling like there's really not another solution or another way that's workable for them. You know, what you just described is that you, you know, took the opportunity to move into something completely different. You know, you didn't really, you know, you knew it was going to be, you know, a learning curve with it because you had to start over and you knew that there was going to be you know, probably some work and some stress behind that, if I'm really being honest. I'm not going to say it was all super easy. But in that process, what you learned was that this whole way of doing things is something that I can put to use in these other areas that I'm already good at, these other areas that I'm already working in. And so what you've ended up with is basically you've kind of created a new system for yourself.
Absolutely. And I'm still working on it, right? Everything's a work in progress. But when I think about what propels me forward, why do I keep doing this business? Yes, it's the marketing. Yeah, you know, it's great. But at the end of the day, I have like a flywheel, right? That business flywheel. So what is my pedal? What keeps me going is creating this environment. And the marketing is kind of secondary, right? Like, my goal is to create this environment that creates great marketing. But without that environment, I think the marketing wouldn't be where it is today.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You're kind of taking a concept instead of like a complete system, right? Mm-hmm. You're just taking a concept and you're like, how can I make this? How can I apply this to me? How can I apply this to my work? How can I apply this to my life?
Exactly. And it's so far so good. So,
okay, right. Well, obviously, I'm just going to backtrack now for a minute. Obviously, you had to get to that point where you're like, this isn't working. And I'm talking about this because this is what a lot of my audience tunes into this show to learn about. And that is that you had to have had a moment. You had to have had an idea. You had to have had something happen where you're like, this is not working anymore. And it might have been like when you were either working in the big cities or when you, to your point, you know, we're doing all the things. So tell us what that moment was like.
Yes, I can still see it. I was in my car and I was crying in my car because I had another very rough day at work where I just felt like I was pretty much traveling every weekend in the summer. And then I had a manager who just was really creating this not so great environment, not only for me, but for the rest of my team. And it was probably the third or fourth time that week that I'd already cried to myself.
Right.
And I was sitting there and I remember I called my husband and I just kind of explained to him what again happened that day. And I remember he was trying to cheer me up, trying to give me solutions. And I just kept kind of saying, but, you know, when you have those conversations where no one can help you, it just life is horrible. And this is just it. I'm in my own pity party. And then I was sitting there and I was about to go into our apartment building at the time. And I said, well, why am I doing this? Because I knew the apartment complex was looking for new folks to join the team. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself? You know, why am I making excuses as to why I need to stay? Why don't I just leave? Like, how many other days do I have where I need to sit here and just cry? Because obviously, I couldn't control the other people, right? I couldn't control the company. I couldn't control the deliverables. The only thing I could control was myself. And it wasn't until I literally walked in and said, to the gal who was like working in the office, like, hey, are you guys still looking for someone? And I signed on that right then and there. And it was the best decision I made. But I think, unfortunately, I had to get to that breaking point of I literally felt like I had no choice. But at the same time, I had all the choice in the world.
I just want to piggyback on that for a minute. Sure. I mean, so to your point, I feel like really what you're saying is, I think people listening can relate to this. I think we get to a point and we're like, I'm done. You know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Or you get to a point and you're like, I'm not doing this anymore. And it's not really any one thing. And it's not just you got up one day and decided this was going to be the day. Sometimes those decisions happen in the moment. And you just get to a point and you're like, all right, let's go. And you don't really know what it's going to look like. You don't really know really what your next step is going to be, except that you just want something different.
Right. And up to that point, I think I was reasoning with myself as to why I should just grin and bear it and stay versus...
Which is so common for all of us, right?
Absolutely. Instead of saying like, how can I change my situation? What are the things I could do so that I can leave, right? It was more, I have to do this because this is just the way it's going to be. And this is just how life is, you know, when I really wasn't taking ownership of the fact that this is my life. Like I can make a change. Well, what do I need to do to get to that change? Which just made me feel a lot better and made me feel more empowered versus sitting back and thinking, okay, well, I'm just going to have to take what I'm given, you know?
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. I just want to kind of summarize for a minute. Really, what's coming up for me is this one thought. I think we really think sometimes that we have, when we have choices, that we feel free. And I think what you're talking about is that, where you're thinking, you know, I've got this good job. I know I'm working a lot. I've accomplished a lot. I'm burning the candle at both ends, but look at everything that I've accomplished, kind of thing. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I can always make a change, you know, and we sort of think of that as a choice, but we really don't experience the freedom and that sense of relief and knowing that things are finally going to be different until we actually take the next step and make the choice. And that's really what you did that day.
Yeah, I made the choice that I didn't care what my LinkedIn said and what other people said, you know, starting from the beginning, I was definitely nervous that people were saying, oh, we're going to judge me, you know, like, look at her, like she's leaving that job, like she's doing all the, like, what is wrong with her? But at that point, I'm like, look at me, I'm burnt out, I'm crying, I'm upset. Like, what am I going to make, choose me, right? When am I going to choose myself versus what I think?
I also think that we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing this? You know, what's the end game? Is this really, you know, the what we want? And I think, you know, it's a double-edged sword, I think, for a lot of people, because I think, you know, people set goals, they have, you know, something in the future that they want to accomplish, and they see what they're doing as kind of a vehicle to get them there. But it's just, I think we really have to consistently and regularly, you know, look at where are we every day in order to get there. I mean, is it really worth it? I mean, is it, if it's really like putting you in that much stress and to your, you know, everything that you're talking about, I mean, is it really worth it? And you just got to that point and you were like, all right, I've had enough. Let's do something else.
I had to really reinvent or really reflect on my relationship with my goals, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think I'm so attached to the goals. And I even think about this now with my business, right? You know, the number goals, the financial goals, this goal, that goal. I'm so attached to it sometimes. And I have to take a step back and say, what are your other goals that are not tied to a title, a number, a financial gain, a financial reward? That's your mental health. That's spending time with your kids. Those are just as good of goals as, you know, hitting your financial goal or making the corner office.
Totally. Well, and to your point, I also think that when we're not prioritizing ourselves, which is what you were doing,
you know, when we're always last on the priority list, then, you know, we sort of start telling ourselves a story that it's just not important enough. And really what you're doing now, and your evidence of this, what you're doing now is you're making it a priority. And not only have you kind of rewritten the script on how you do your business and what your work is, but physically, mentally, and all of that that goes along with it, you're showing up as a much more vibrant version of yourself.
Yes, I 100% believe that although I struggled and I can still see myself in my car crying,
yeah,
I wouldn't be where I am without that time. And I'm so, so grateful that I made that choice to choose me.
Yeah. And I think it's good that you remember how it felt, because I think we have to be reminded of where we've come from in order to achieve what it is that we really want.
Right. 150%. I thought when I had my children, I was like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to juggle a business and kids? You know, there's always this question mark, but I'm doing it. Yeah. Right.
We figure it out. We just tell ourselves we're going to figure it out. I mean, none of us have all the answers to, you know, I mean, I've been an entrepreneur now for over 25 years and I still don't have all the answers. But you keep telling yourself, I'm going to figure it out. And you just build more and more trust in yourself when you do that.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there's still a lot more to figure out, right, Allison?
Totally. Absolutely. There's always more. So switching gears a little bit, tell us a little bit now about what your day-to-day routine looks like. Like how do you prioritize yourself for people listening?
Sure. So I definitely have non-negotiables on my schedule. For example, after this podcast, I'm going to go run. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the gym. So right now, I am actually, my husband is not with us here in this city. He is working in a different city. He's out in Virginia. So I'm kind of single mommying it for a majority of the week. Uh-huh. So I have a very strict schedule where I have to get my kids up, take them to school. And then I have that 8-hour block where I'm working and they're not home. And traditionally, I would just fill it with work. Right. I would just say, okay, I have this meeting, that meeting, this meeting. But I've realized that I need to look at doing the activities that I do for myself as part of that non-negotiable, part of that quote unquote work, working for myself, and that I shouldn't be apologetic for that. Right. And sometimes if a meeting invite comes in, you know, there's that guilt where I have to say no because, well, I have to say yes and I'll just push off my run. Right.
It's just so easy to do. I'll just do it another time. And then the problem with that is that, you know, once in a while that might be okay. And if I'm being honest, I've done it. But but at the end of the day, really what you're doing is you're setting a precedent that it's okay. And you really just want to have a tight boundary there, I think.
Yeah, 150%. And I am an advocate of getting childcare just so that I can do the things I need to do for myself. It doesn't have to be this big plan, but it's taking that planner and setting aside time for the things that I need for myself to make me a better mom and to make me a better business owner. I think that is something that we all have to tell ourselves, is to make ourselves a priority as if we were a client, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Because I think for people listening who are business owners, I think they'll resonate with that. But the people that are not business owners, I think you still have to treat it as a very important appointment that you really don't want to change.
Mm-hmm. I think we're so prone to apologizing for taking care of ourselves. Like I remember working for other companies and, you know, they have a gym, right? They have a gym in the building, but I would be so nervous to take my lunch break and go to the gym because what if other people are saying, like, why isn't she sitting at her desk working? You know, why isn't she doing this?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I'm better because I'm doing XYZ. And if you're a company I want to work for, you should appreciate that.
100%. Well, you know, I'll take it one step further. And I was reading an article the other day. My background is in health and fitness. So since we're on the subject of gyms, I was reading an article the other day about a lot of the new higher end red light therapy, cold plunge options in terms of like boutique fitness that are available, like places like Sauna House and Sweat House and and, you know, Hotworks and places like that. And I was reading an article, I think the article was on LinkedIn, and it said that the guy who wrote it said, he's an entrepreneur, very successful. He said a lot of the meetings and conversations that he has with clients and prospective clients are while he's at these places. So he's kind of setting a precedent that, you know, look, I'm making time for myself, and yeah, we can still have the conversation, but this is important. And why don't we do this together kind of thing, which I think is a really cool way to position it.
I love that. Oh, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to do that now. Maybe not that.
Because, I mean, it's really about how you're being and what you're embodying. So for you as a business owner, if you say, had an opportunity to have a conversation with a new client or even a friend that you haven't seen in a while, it's like, let's go on a run together. Let's meet at the gym for lunch. Let's go to yoga or whatever, you know, whatever it is that works for you. It's, you know, that's always, not only are you establishing accountability with kind of the buddy system, but, you know, you're saying that, look, this is important to me. Let's do it together.
Absolutely. I think it is so important to do those things and also to be mindful of not just your physical health, your mental health, all of the different healths, right? Yeah, totally. That's out there. And if there's a way to combine these things, go for it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Really
what you're doing with that is you're sort of getting rid of the story that you have to prioritize one over the other. Now, I realize there are probably times where that may not be convenient or it may not like be the best option. But in today's business world, especially since the pandemic, you know, I think a lot of people in business are, you know, open to doing things like that. You know, they're open to kind of like, you know, saying, here's something that I really like. Is this something that I can apply to, you know, how I do my business or how I do my schedule?
Yes. And although we've definitely made progress and huge steps in just trying to prioritize ourselves, where to your point, I think more people are open to it. And yeah. I found that myself, you know, if I'm prioritizing myself, whoever I want to meet with probably wants to prioritize themselves as well. And you'd be surprised how people are open to it, but you have to start the conversation.
Yeah, agree. You have to sort of be the example. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of like telling people this is what you need to do, you know, I think it's a lot easier load and easier, you know, heavy lifting, if you will, to, you know, say, look, this is my example. Why don't you come along with me kind of thing?
Absolutely. And I tell my team this as well, you know, and some folks might not like that. Some folks may want to have, you know, more of the traditional way, and that's fine. And if they don't like how you do it, then there's always somebody else, another client that is going to be more receptive. Yeah. I just think that there's a fear that, oh, well, this is how we operate, but what if they don't? It's fine.
Yeah.
There's always someone great for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we go, what are a couple of easy tips, like nuggets that people can walk away with? I mean, what I'm looking for is just like something really simple that maybe people can implement today. Maybe it's a lesson you've learned, or maybe it's just a quick little tip or strategy. What you got?
Sure. So my calendar, I actually have two calendars. I have my actual calendar, and then I have my kind of self-care time blocking calendar where my assistant has access to it. And there it lists all my non-negotiables of when I want to go run, when I want to do this, and I make sure I don't move it. And I know it's nothing new, but I think the biggest tip for me is to actually listen to it. I try to think that it's like my client. I look at that calendar like it's a client calendar. And start to really develop that mindset that you have to look at yourself as if you are your top client.
Yeah.
So stop rescheduling yourself.
Oh, I love that. Stop rescheduling yourself. That's a good little nugget right there. Fantastic. So how can people connect with you if they want to learn more about you and what you do, or just maybe chat with you more? What's the best way to find you?
Sure. So I'm very active on Instagram at Nicole Powell Brand. I love Instagram. Lots of tips there. And then my agency is at Halcon Marketing, and you can meet me and the rest of the lovely ladies who are part of my team.
So it's Halcon, Halcon Marketing?
Correct.
Okay. Halcon Marketing on Instagram, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Got it. Okay. Fantastic. Thanks so much for making time to chat with me today and telling us a little bit about your story.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Allison.
Absolutely. So folks out there listening, I know that there was a lot in this conversation that was really geared for entrepreneurs, but there's also lots of little nuggets if you're not an entrepreneur, if you're retired, or if you're, you know, just working a regular job or whatever. There's lots of nuggets here for you to think about in terms of, you know, making appointments with yourself and keeping the self-care calendar and not rescheduling yourself, which I think is brilliant. So hopefully there's something in there that can be of use for you. But if you know somebody in your world who you think would really benefit from hearing this conversation, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a colleague, maybe it's someone you work with that you think maybe this conversation would help, then I would really encourage you to copy the link to this episode and share it with them as a free gift from me. Or you can come over to my website at www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L. And just hit the connect button. It's in the upper right-hand corner of our website. And just write to me directly and we will take care of it for you. Either I'll do it or someone on my team will do it. And if you like, you're welcome to write to me directly. I am at Allison@theallisonk.com. We love your feedback. If there was something about this conversation that really landed with you, if you have comments for us, if you're feeling inclined to leave us a review, we always welcome that. If you want to screenshot your review after you write it and send it to us, we will send you a small gift as a token of our appreciation because I know your time is extremely valuable. Thank you for always choosing to spend some of your time with me each week. I so appreciate each and every one of you. You know, I tell people all the time that I think one of the things that I'm most proud of in my business after all these years are my podcasts, both of them. And, you know, it's just something that is extremely important to me. It's something that I've built from scratch. And it's because I get to connect with so many amazing people and why I feel like I have friends all over the world as a result. And just know that if you're listening to me today for the very first time, or you've been following me for any period of time, we do consider you part of our family. So we do appreciate each and every one of you. This is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.